You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
It's Sunday morning. We must be talking politics here on All Politics is Local, WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We want to circle back to something that we talked about last week, and I think it's important that the public gets to know about this. It's Senate Bill 1258, better known as the Trust Act, and its aim is to make the entire state a sanctuary state here in Massachusetts, where law enforcement is ordered to look the other way when illegal immigrants violate the law. There's also a counterproposal in the House. It's called House Bill 1858. An act relative to sanctuary cities and town and seeks to end the practice of giving unrestricted government aid, your tax dollars, to Massachusetts cities and towns that willingly declare themselves sanctuary cities. So it's important that you get with your legislature, call your state rep, call your state senator, and say, hey, what's going on with this Trust Act, Bill? Terry?
Well, you know, call your senator and go, hell no, we don't want our state to be a sanctuary state. Call your state rep and say, you know, if House Bill, 1856 comes around for a vote, vote for it. So, you know, it's very simple. If you really want the law to be just basically unobeyed or just shoved to the side, if you want crime to increase, then you know how to vote.
Well, you know, it's not getting a lot of media play because they want to pass this in the wee hours of the night in the legislature.
Friday at 11:59?
Exactly. It's going to be a late night, Friday night vote where it doesn't get a lot. But, hey, if you don't think this is going to impact your safety, your children's safety, and your family's safety, I would tell you that you're wrong. So, please, get out there. Get involved on it. It's House Bill 1856. House Bill 1856, sponsored by Mark Lombardo, state rep, to oppose this, and can then call your state senator to oppose Senate Bill 1258, better known as the Trust Act. And we're going to talk about it, and because it's going to go on and on and on, and you know, we will talk about it. We'll put up information on our website about it as well. AllPoliticsIsLocalMA.com. That's AllPoliticsIsLocalMA.com. I want to bring up something that is very concerning to me, and it should be concerning to the people of the Metro West area. I am on the Board of Health in my local town, Ashland. Ashland got to be famous across the nation, unfortunately, because we have a Superfund site in our town, better known as Nyanza. Nyanza was a dye factory that was in Ashland for many, many years. And unfortunately, they let the dye run into the water source in Ashland, and all of Metro West is affected by what we call Nyanza, the Superfund site. There is development proposed in the town that will have blasting right up against the cap of a Superfund site. EPA is frustrated because they don't feel that the communication process was followed properly, but the developer has followed legally. He's followed all of the proper standards. And now what we've come is now that the Board of Selectmen in our town has said, hey, wait a minute, whoa, we're going to be doing blasting right next to a Superfund site. There's no data to support that blast, that the cap will sustain the blasting, and there's no data to indicate that it won't sustain the blasting. My stance is, why take the chance? Here we are. We have a Superfund site. Many people in our town have died that Terry and I do know, and the families that we do know. I say it's not worth the risk. It's a topic that we will be broaching, and we'll have somebody on from the EPA and local Board of Health in the area. It's the core value of this program because all politics is local. God forbid if the cap ever was exposed and it got back into the water sources in the Metro West area, it could be a horrible thing.
Well, let's talk about that. The Ashland water source in Ashland, the Ashland's water is safe. It's actually in a place that's above grade, above the, yep. So actually the water source for Ashland is in Hopkinton or on the shores of Hopkinton Reservoir. So,
but as you drive down Route 9 and you see all those scenic areas of Route 9 in Southborough and Framingham, even into the Shrewsbury area down Route 9, all those water sources would be affected, God forbid, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but why take the chance of from Nyanza?
Well, the chromium and other heavy metals from these dye manufacturing processes did leach into the Sudbury River, and which right there in Ashland, which flows downhill down through Framingham, and I think it ends up in Concord at some point. So, you know, while the impact gets diluted the further down the river, but if you go, you know, looking right there in Framingham off Fountain Street, there are signs there. If you're going fishing there, they tell you not to eat that fish, and there's a good reason.
Well, let me tell you a quick little story about that. Back when I was the chairman of the Metro West Regional Collaborative, we actually put those signs there. Because here's what the problem was. A lot of Brazilian, non-English-speaking people were going to fish as a food supply and were eating the fish from that water source. Those fish have a substantial amount of mercury in them. So if you eat the fish that have mercury, now you have mercury in your system. And one of the things that we had to do is we had to actually redo the signs and put them out in multiple languages because people weren't seeing them. And we'd sit there and point to people, you know, you can't fish there. Oh, no, we can't fish there. No, you can't eat the fish from these waters.
Yeah, you can fish there, just don't eat it.
Just don't eat it.
Do a catch and release.
Absolutely. But people were using this, you know, to feed their families. So that's why it's so concerning to us and why it's going to be an issue on All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.
Yeah, now the federal government spent, what, $12 million, $13 million plus to cap that site?
Multiple of millions of dollars. I say it's not worth the risk to put the cap in jeopardy, but, you know, we'll have people that will come on to say otherwise, and we'll have people that will support the agenda as well. So, real quick, town meeting season coming up in all of Massachusetts. What do you think of, you know, anything coming up?
Well, you know, certainly in Ashland, we have this Prop 2.5 issue coming up.
You had a nice piece in the Boston Globe last week about it.
A couple of weeks. Easter Sunday, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's starting to be some people saying, wait a minute, does this make sense to have a Prop 2.5 override?
No.
And it's always important to, whenever there's any kind of a tax increase, you know, look into the details of it because there's always, you know, supposedly good reasons to raise your taxes. But, you know, look at it hard. Ask a lot of very hard questions because guess what? It's your pocketbook. You know, one of the things they say, well, we've got these tax breaks for seniors, so it won't impact them. Well, guess what? Any tax break you give somebody else has to pay.
There you go.
So seniors get a break, but the people trying to save money so they can send their kids to college or pay their mortgage get hit.
Hey, it's 11:55 on a Sunday. We've reached my favorite part of the
now
program.
Now here's Terry with this date in history.
And here we are. It's Sunday, April 10th, the 101st day of 2016. 265 days left this year. Yep, it's a leap year. And today's birthday is actor Max von Sydow is 87. And sportscaster John Madden is 80. Would you believe 80?
Can't believe that, no.
I know. He's a good guy. And martial arts actor Steven Seagal is 65.
Wow.
And gaining more weight daily, I think. Olympic gold medal speed skater Kathy Turner is 54. Nobody young here. I'm skipping a bunch of other birthdays, but I don't know who they are.
Okay.
And then in 1790, George Washington, who was president, signed the first United States Patent Act. In 1866, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was incorporated. In 1916, Professional Golfers Association of America was founded in New York. In 1925, the novel, The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald's Jazz Age evocation of empty materialism, shattered illusion, and thwarted romance was first published by Scribners of New York. If you really think about it, he could probably write this about 2016. In 1932, German President Paul von Hindenburg was reelected on a runoff with Adolf Hitler coming in second. Don't you wish he would have quit after that? Anyway, in 1947, Brooklyn Dodgers president Branch Rickey purchased the contract of Jackie Robinson from the Montreal Royals and made history.
Wow.
In 1966, English author Evelyn Waugh, 62, died in Somerset, England. 1974, Golda Meir took party leader. She was resigning as Prime Minister of Israel. In 1998, the Northern Ireland peace talks concluded as negotiators reached a landmark settlement to end 30 years of bitter rivalries and bloody attacks. So just think, it seemed like yesterday, but Ireland, Republic of Ireland, has been at peace for a long time now.
Well, there you go. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it, right?
That's correct. So, you know, we've got a little time left here, and, you know, we've talked about the caucuses, and then, of course, there'll be the primaries here in Massachusetts in September for your local legislators, your state reps, your state senators. All right, this is kind of an off-year election for, there's no governor or anything like that that's running. So.
Thursday, September 8th, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is an unusual time for an election, Thursday, because of the holiday. It's going to be on a Thursday this year.
Yeah, even the primary is later than normal because of you know, different holidays in early September. So get out there. Make sure you can vote. You know, there are some cutoffs coming up. I think we've I think this past Friday was the last day to register to vote for some things in maybe your local elections. So,
and then May 3rd is the due date for all state reps and state senate candidates to pass in their papers to be on the ballot. So,
yep, state senate, any of the local state offices, so to speak. But get out there, register to vote, and you know, have your voice heard. If you think it doesn't make a difference, I ran for an election once. I won by 20 votes.
There you go. It does make a difference.
It does make a difference. So if you think it doesn't, you're wrong.
Hey, we'll be joined next week by Fox Business host Lou Dobbs, a Donald Trump supporter. So I'm looking forward to that interview. And we'll talk again next Sunday on All Politics is Local here on WCRN. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
Have a great week, and don't forget your taxes.
You've been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts with your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks, on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN.